Wherever the Bible is read, the conduct of these wise men is known and told as a memorial of them. Let us walk in the steps of their faith. Let us not be ashamed to believe in Jesus and confess Him, though all around us remain careless and unbelieving. Have we not a thousandfold more evidence than the wise men had to make us believe that Jesus is the Christ? Beyond doubt, we have. J.C. Ryle. December 22nd. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. Matthew 2:11. The wise men had traveled from afar, following the star in the east. These men were likely from Babylon, where Daniel and the Israelites who had been captive there taught the scriptures and the prophecies of their future Messiah. By the time the Magi reached him, Jesus was likely days, months, and possibly a few years older, as we see from the verse that they did not visit Jesus in a stable, but in a home. Nevertheless, what matters most in this verse is one thing and one thing alone. When they saw the child Jesus, they immediately fell down, worshipped him, and gave him their treasures as a gift. Beloved, this is the only right response that we are to have as we behold the child Jesus at Christmas. We are to fall down at his feet in total worship and adoration. And not only should we surrender our treasures to him, we should surrender all that we are, because we recognize, as the Magi did, that knowing Jesus is the greatest treasure we could ever possess in the first place. Oh, come, let us adore and worship the greatest treasure ever given this Christmas season, Jesus Christ.